This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. This is Resource Center on Enterprise. My name is Audrey Raj. It's the last Tuesday of the month, and as usual, we are joined by our friends from Open Minds Resources for our monthly dose of digital marketing updates. Jan Wong and Celine Ting are still with me, and we're about to talk about Gmail.
Yes.
So correct me if I'm wrong, but they've not really done anything worthy of attention from marketers, right?
That's true. Because email, I mean, despite all the movements in digital marketing and advertising and all of that, I think email is probably the one that has stayed the same in the past many, many years. Yes, the reliability has gone up. The people using it is definitely significantly a lot more. People rely on it for even on e-commerce, relying for notifications, confirmation, receipt, emails. In fact, rely it as proof whether we are on communication or taking a sick leave or submitting to the boss, you know. So it's very interesting to see Google really trying to change how email used to be.
Okay.
So what has happened is that Google has rolled out this thing called dynamic email that runs particularly on the desktop for now.
They're not calling it Dmail, right?
No, I really hope not. Right. So it's still going to be called Gmail as far as we know, but there's something called a dynamic email option. So this option actually enables interaction to happen directly in the mail without having to send it back and forth like how is it right now. So imagine a simple workflow, for example, sending a meeting invitation right now, right? So right now, you probably go to your calendar, you create an event, you put in the invitees, and then the whatever email provider you have, you probably blast it out to the 10 different invitees. They will receive an email notification as well. They'll click on a link to go to their calendar and to actually say yes. So right now, you can probably do it within the email itself while you're composing. You can set in a meeting date. The recipient on the other end, if they're on a Gmail service as well, all they'll need to do is click a button within a particular email and that meeting item will be automatically added to the calendar.
Okay.
So interactions will be directly happening within the email itself without having you to exit and switch between apps. So we spoke about WeChat earlier, right? So this is probably the email version of being able to handle tasks within the single screen.
I think everyone just doesn't want people rushing off to a different site. They just want to keep everyone on board in-house, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, what else can we expect from dynamic emails?
So what's interesting is that this dynamic, so-called this dynamic email, has led Google to also launch something called the AMP framework, which allows external apps to also tap into the power of Gmail. So for example, right now, if you're familiar with Pinterest and maybe you're using it, right now you probably need to click on a particular image, go to somewhere else, and then you access your bots to pin a particular image.
Yeah.
Right now you can, with Pinterest integrated into this dynamic email, people can actually pin images directly from the email itself. But coming back something maybe closer to a marketing or business aspect, the Google documents that you have, imagine you're able to right now edit and comment on your Google Docs directly from an email.
Oh, that would be really, really convenient.
Yes,
yeah.
Right.
Instead of going back and forth between, you know, sometimes when you use it on your mobile app, you got to get out of Gmail and go into Google Docs or Google Sheets.
Exactly, exactly. And viewing the comments and interacting the comments always triggers a separate tab and a extra screen. It's really, really inconvenient. Imagine for those of you within the hotel booking scene, maybe you are able to browse this hotel, maybe make bookings directly from your email itself. We've covered setting meeting times, or maybe even RSVPing to an event. You have a launch party, you have a new product coming up, and back then you have to send an RSVP and say, oh, click on this link to RSVP. Right now you can RSVP directly within Gmail itself. I think that is exceedingly powerful for marketers.
All of a sudden now, talking about this, I'm thinking, why didn't they come up with this earlier? It would have made sense to do everything on
exactly.
your Gmail app, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else from dynamic email?
Well, the next one is actually a very simple, I would say, improvement to Gmail. I think many of us are already experiencing this, especially if you're using Gmail religiously, is that there's this smart compose feature where basically Gmail just predicts what you want to talk about and then you can just click tab and then everything just magically appears. Apparently, this has been a very, very popular feature of the Smart Compose within Gmail. Mm. Gmail claims to have saved 1 billion characters globally. People's actually reduce the amount of words being typed out, and it's covered by Gmail, which I thought is just an interesting fun fact to put out there.
You know what? I think this is real, just because I sometimes find that the Smart Compose, you know, writes better emails than I do.
It's true, the sign-offs and the response to it, right?
Yes,
and it's just,
yes.
It's just convenient. It shows you a preview of how is it. You can just click tab and it just magically appears.
Great. So what do you see as like the main benefits of these, like, all of a sudden but greatly appreciated updates to Gmail?
I think there are two main benefits. One of it, very obvious, is a huge productivity boost, whether of you writing the email using Smart Compose or even just responding to the comments on Google Docs or the meeting invites that you receive, many of them on a daily basis. But number two, it really provides a new avenue for marketers to re-examine their electronic DM mailing campaigns, really. Instead of just putting the informational blast, which is great. Right now, many people incorporate GIFs, but right now even have the ability to cause certain interactions via the email itself. This definitely provides an additional avenue and the revival of EDMs, may I just say that? Yeah.
All right, sounds interesting. Okay, we're moving on to our final update of this episode in the month of April. Mm-hmm. LinkedIn, they're trying to improve their ad targeting.
Yes, about time.
Okay.
But I think when you think about LinkedIn, to reach LinkedIn's audience is usually the more professional audience, right? LinkedIn has a network of 610 million professionals on LinkedIn itself.
Wow.
So for specific kind of businesses that want to reach out, especially to professionals, these three new updates for ads are actually very interesting. So the first one is called LinkedIn Lookalike Audience. Mm-hmm. Second one is called Audience Templates. And the third one is called Interest Targeting. So all three of these are basically just trying to kind of allow marketers to be able to reach the correct audience on LinkedIn. So it's whether it's, for example, like LinkedIn lookalike audiences, it's literally if you have like a group of people that you're already targeting or the ideal audience that you're already kind of targeting, it creates a lookalike audience based on what you have been targeting already. And then it's a kind of like a smart function to create a lookalike audience to be able to reach these particular people, because you want the ideal audience to still be able to reach out to your brand, because these are the people that you actually want to reach out to.
Okay.
Right? So for audience template, for example, if you are looking for a particular kind of specialty, so if you're looking for marketing specialist, for example, it will basically be able to compile everything, all the information about marketing specialist. You just need a click, marketing specialist, and everything will be preset for you already. It's a template literally for your audience, depending on who you're trying to target.
Okay, sounds smart. Mm-hmm. And the last one?
Last one is interest targeting. So that one is, if you're very familiar with Facebook ads, you know that you can type interest in and then kind of like find your audience, make it more specific and directly to your brand. Mm. Similarly, this is what interest targeting is, which is once you have kind of like your general audience and you want to target an even more specific audience, this is where interest targeting kind of comes in. So you can type out specific interest. It connects with Microsoft Bing. So what that does is if, let's say, someone searches a particular thing that they're interested in, for example, arts and entertainment, or they're interested in retail, things like that. And if you key in these words, they will target these people that are actually interested in these particular things that they search for.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, this sounds great to the marketer, just because, you know, you're actually reaching people that you had previously not known, were not aware about, right? I mean, I'm just talking about the lookalike audience and also the audience templates, because that kind of gives you a whole brand new bunch of people to target all of a sudden, right?
Exactly. So that's what I think LinkedIn is trying to go into. So you can, I think they're experimenting a lot with their ads recently, and then they realize that actually people are buying ads and going into it because they're trying to target a very professional group of people.
There's,
so it's very timely that they're starting to kind of go more specific, targeting more people, reaching out to more people, and I'm pretty sure it's about time, really.
Yeah. I mean, there is huge potential in LinkedIn, you know, you think about it for two marketers. All right, so other than reaching this audience, what other benefits do you see?
So you can reach obviously, for lookalike audience, you are reaching a different, a wider group of audience, but you're also reaching a higher converting group of audience. Because you already know that this is your ideal target audience, you are reaching the people that requires your service or requires something that they need, right? So you're actually reaching out to people that will potentially have a higher conversion rate, which is great for marketers. Another thing is that you basically engage new target accounts. So because LinkedIn is very much B2B, also, so you don't just reach individuals, you can reach businesses to pursue different kinds of accounts, reach out to different audiences based on these accounts. So it also expands your audience quite a bit.
Yeah, okay. And also speed, you know, because this way, you know, you just have access much faster.
Yes, exactly. And with a click of a button with audience template and interest targeting, you just need to kind of figure out what your audience is, click, 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 and it already directly reach them, right?
Everything's so easy now. Yeah. You know, click, click, click.
Easy and scary.
Yeah, it's very scary.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we were just talking about this before we came on air, how quickly these updates move, you know, throughout the year. Sometimes you start something in January, by September, it's already obsolete
and you've
moved on to a different plane, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
all right. So everyone's kind of fighting, trying to stay relevant.
And we have you guys to always keep us updated. So thank you very much.
Pleasure is ours.
Once again, guys, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. I've been speaking with Jan Wong and Celine Ting from Open Minds Resources. For the latest on digital marketing, go visit the Open Minds website at openmindsresources.com, or you can catch up on our digital marketing podcast on the BFM website, bfm.my, the BFM app, and you can also find us on Spotify. Just search for Digital Marketing Updates. My name is Audrey Raj, and on behalf of Celine Ting and Jan Wong from Open Minds Resources, thank you for listening to Resource Center. These guys will be back at the end of May. Tomorrow is May.
Oh. Yeah, wow. Yeah.
All right. That's it for us for today. Next up is Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.